Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This week, I want to explore the importance of doing things in the right order. Too often, we approach issues and we skip steps or operating procedures in an attempt to quickly address the issue we have in front of us and get moving, all the while ignoring the simple fact that by not taking the time to follow steps or processes, we actually spoil the outcome. Now, this occurred to me the other day when I was coaching a colleague through an issue that they wanted to rush and get over with, and it reminded me of something I heard 10 years ago in a kitchen. To provide you some background and spice up the story a little bit, I want to share with you an important lesson I learned about simplicity. In 2007, my wife Megan and I went on our second honeymoon to celebrate our 10th anniversary. We were very fortunate and we went to Italy. I booked us a great trip with the help of our wonderful friend Nancy Tomasetti, who lives in Parma, Italy. Now, I love to cook, and when Megan and I first got married, we made a deal. I'd cook and she'd do laundry. So for the last 22 years, I've prepared the lion's share of meals, and she's always done the laundry in our household. In an effort to expand my horizons and culinary skills, I did what I always do, and I get super curious when I'm trying to get better at something. Well, when we were in Italy, and we would go out for meals, I'd ask the waiters and waitresses if I could see the kitchen and learn about the techniques. After a week of going to amazing restaurants and seeing so many wonderful and historical sites, we sat down for dinner in a piazza in Rome, and I just wanted something simple. I asked the waiter to bring me his favorite dish. As we were sitting outside in the Italian summer, I was served the simplest and one of the best meals I had ever had. It was fresh pasta with tomato sauce. I had never had such good tomato sauce, and I asked the waiter if I could see it prepared. He said yes, and I went into the kitchen with him, where the cooking staff was working like a well-oiled machine. The waiter introduced me to the chef and explained to him in Italian what I had eaten and what I wanted to learn. The noise in the kitchen was amazing, and all of these men and women shouting in Italian, it was simply energizing. There were people preparing all different types of food. 10-gallon pots of boiling water that seemed to endlessly produce fresh hot pasta, and people cooking, preparing meats, seafoods, frying artichokes, and making all different types of sauces. Anyway, so the chef stopped and looked at me, and at this point, he said to me something that has stuck with me and resonates with me often while I prepare meals and work with others. He said the secret to a great dish was to follow the order of ingredients to ensure you have the absolute most out of all the flavors. At this point, I was in the palm of his hand. I watched in the kitchen in Parma as one woman taught me how to roll out pasta, and she made homemade ravioli with these gigantic sheets of pasta. I had been in multiple cellars and seen how they cured meats and cheeses, but this guy and his sauce had me very excited because I knew that this tomato sauce would be my new crowning masterpiece when I got home. So when he said the key was the order of ingredients, I got excited because I had heard Emeril Lagasse say that on the Food Network many times. Anyway, what happened next was completely underwhelming. It was so underwhelming, it blew my mind. He took out a frying pan, he heated the pan, drizzled a couple of tablespoons of virgin olive oil into the pan, and told me the key was good spicy olive oil from Italy. Then, once the oil was heated, he added 2 whole cloves of garlic that he had splayed so they looked like flowers. He tossed them in. The hot garlic, it sizzled for about 3 minutes. He then tossed them around in the oil. Then, he took an entire onion, cut it in half, put the sliced side of the onion in the hot oil, and it sizzled, and he moved it around so that the oil could draw out the flavor. And then, much to my surprise, he grabbed a small can of crushed tomatoes and poured it in. He let these ingredients come to a simmer, he added salt and pepper, removed the onion and garlic, and poured it over fresh pasta, drizzled some Parmesan cheese over the top, and yelled out, "The dish is done!" I stood there and must have had a look on my face like, "That's it?" And he turned to me and simply said, "Order of ingredients." Now that's a long story to get to my point. Too often we look at problems and go on an overly complicated journey when instead what we need to do is simply follow the order of ingredients and simplify by following a consistent process. By doing this, we find ourselves in a position to deliver consistent results that support those around us without having to get overly complicated and mess up the world around us. Too many of us are quick to get what I call solutioning. We come across a problem, we react, and then we try to fix it. We fix without understanding the importance of the cause, and most importantly, the root cause. In other words, when we see a problem, we should not fix, we should appreciate and work to understand it. So the tomato sauce that I had was simple, but was dependent upon an order of ingredients, a certain culinary chemistry, and yet a simplicity. Fats heated up to create flavor, then spiced up the garlic and onion, and acid added with the tomato sauce, a perfect and ancient combination of flavors, and following with the seasonings of salt, pepper, and Parmesan cheese, well, that's simple, consistent, and easy. So what is the order of ingredients of problem solving? First, it is the recognition of a problem. Sometimes it's obvious, and other times it isn't easily recognizable because it has emerged slowly. But once you recognize that something is not correct, you should ask yourself these two questions. Are we going to try to solve the problem? Or more importantly, are we going to try to identify the problem? We should always be looking to identify the problem so that we can define strategies to resolve the problem. The order of ingredients in the case of fixing something that is broken is to first identify the problem by employing tools, including others in the identification, collaborating around the discussion, and follow an agreed-upon process in order to make certain that you can simplify the issue and deploy specific strategies and activities in order to eliminate that problem, or at the very least, minimize the consequences of that problem. Once you've identified the problem, the tool to deploy is a 5-Y tool, which can easily be learned by searching the process on YouTube or on Google. And then once you've tested the problem through this process, you're putting the ingredients together in an order that will simplify your issues and create a wonderful outcome. In the continuous improvement world, once you identify the problem, then you work to understand the problem. Seeking to understand the effects of the problem and what is causing it are the most important things you can do. This is a very important nuance, because many people root cause and then jump into solutioning without a full understanding. Let me give you an example of this strategy. When I was an assistant principal, kids were sent to my office for all different types of reasons, and many of the times I didn't even understand why they were there. A kid would be sent to my office, and I'd always ask the same thing, "Why are you here?" And they'd say things like, "I don't know, I was sent down here," or, "I don't have a pencil." And I'd be like, "What? Well, here's a pencil, go back to class." 15 minutes later, that same kid would be back and say, "I got kicked out again, and it was because this time I was disrespectful." Now, if I were to have employed quality tools and sought to understand the problem, here's what that would have sounded like. "Hey, why are you here?" "I didn't have a pencil." "Oh, well, why don't you have a pencil?" "I don't know. I don't come prepared for class." "Well, why don't you come prepared for class?" "I don't care about that class." "What? Well, why not?" "The teacher hates me." "Why do you think that?" "She always calls on me and asks if I have my homework done in front of everyone else, and she knows I don't." What is the problem here? It's certainly not the pencil. Yet my first reaction was to solution. Here's a pencil. Go, get out of here. That would be like handing someone a can of tomatoes and saying, "Enjoy." I didn't follow the order of ingredients back then. Point is this. We need to follow process when we are faced with a problem or a challenge. In this case, the problem isn't the pencil. The problem is a relationship, and we need to understand that. We also need to understand what is really going on when we get the results we don't expect. In classrooms, schools, hospitals, corporate offices, and everywhere, we find ourselves moving quickly to address a problem, and we also find ourselves rushing. Well, when we rush, that leads to cycles of repetition and our eventual frustration and failure. When this keeps happening, you have an immediate sign that you're not following the order of ingredients when you are addressing problems. So this week, when you come upon a problem, I want you to think of my Italian friend, order of ingredients. You can't solve something you don't take the time to understand, you can't force fixes, and you can't race to excellence. What you can do is simplify your approach, reduce the amount of steps, and increase your likelihood of success by creating a process to identify the root cause, the real reason there is a problem. Order of ingredients is critical for success. It is crucial for your leadership, and if you are truly serving others and influencing outcomes, it only occurs when you step carefully and cognitively forward in an effort to do what is best by following an order. So let's do some smart thinking. What process do you follow in order to identify the root of the issue, and the root cause? Explain how you will 5-why your current problems. And last, list the order of ingredients of problem identification. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share this podcast on your social media platform and rate it on iTunes or Podbean. By doing this, you help me help other leaders. Also, thanks to the Wellpennies for the great music. Finally, this podcast was sparked by a conversation I was having with an old classmate of mine who is concerned about the culture and climate of their workplace. My old classmate was listing all of the issues in their workplace and kept saying, well, you know, if we could only do this, and if we only this, and if we only, and if we only, and if we only. And they were giving me all of these different solutions. I finally said, well, why is it even occurring? And then I 5-why'd them about the 6 or 7 different things they were seeing at their workplace. And they finally began to see that there was a correlation and a root cause to each of these issues. Sadly, the conclusion was that the problem was leadership, and that there needed to be a change at that level before anything else could move forward. But the conversation sparked the old thought of order of ingredients. They so badly wanted to put in place a ton of solutions without looking for the cause. Like so many of us, we see a problem and we race to fix it, but it continues to occur. Well, slow down and underwhelm the world with the simplicity of a process. Buffalo leaders, we charge into the storms in order to address problems in an optimistic manner. And the most mature buffaloes, or leaders, they actually use processes in order to identify the most efficient route to success. Remember that leadership is not complicated. And if you simply follow the order of ingredients, you'll take others to the highest levels because you will be serving them a dish that tastes magnificent, underwhelms them with simplicity, but overwhelms them with results.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.